When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Nigel, Kevin said my hands smell like the worst smell that you made.
Oh, the which one?
The bucket one.
The bucket one?
Oh, yeah.
We just did Suestroming. And it's like completely absorbed into my hands. It doesn't matter how many times I wash my hands, they literally smell like poop.
It just smells like rot.
It's like rotten poop.
Cheesy, it's rotten funk.
Yeah, it's not, funky.
It's not good.
No,
it's bad.
It's rancid. Should have worn
gloves. I had it. It was all over my hands when I tried it. It's like all over. It like soaks into things you didn't even know smell could soak into.
I can't. Yeah. Like my hands are literally, they're like a candle, but like a
You need to like
shit.
Wash your hands in hydrogen peroxide or like acid or something.
Could we distill the Suestroming?
Yeah.
And use that for the candles.
Yeah, probably.
Dude,
yeah.
Suestroming candles.
Uh-huh. I would steam distill it.
Steam distill? That'd be fucking awesome.
You might be able to find just the chemical that causes it and just make your own concoction.
Nigel, I'm far too stupid to do that.
Oh.
Wait, I have a question though. Could you find the chemical that causes it?
I'll ask ChatGPT. What are the main chemicals?
I'm surprised you don't have like a GC, a mass spectrometer yet.
Are you like, you know, you're mocking me here?
Whoa, I didn't know this was a sore subject. I didn't know trigger you. You know, real chemists have those in their labs, so I just figured you would too.
Yeah, not YouTube chemists. All you have is a fancy fucking dishwasher. I like the zoom it's got on his face right now.
Basically, I've learned, I think we talked about it last time, I said more machines are more problems.
Yeah.
And
that's why you keep buying machines.
No, I'm hitting my machine limit where I've realized that I'm becoming inundated with problems. So like my NMR machine broke.
Oh my God. I was just about to say like, oh, well, like you don't have an NMR machine either, but you do? Have an NMR?
A little benchtop.
I didn't know they made those. That's cool. Tiny ones.
So basically, I'll tell you what happened in the last month or last like year, I guess. A year ago, my IR machine broke. So I had to get that fixed. Whatever. I got it fixed.
Yeah.
Thankfully, it wasn't that bad. I had to replace a part though. Then I go, okay, it's good. Goes for like 6 months. NMR machine breaks. Have to get that fixed. I finally get it back and go, okay, now we're all in working order. IR machine's broken again.
How do they break?
But it's broke. The other one, it was like a very unknown reason. Because I would unplug the machine when I wasn't using it, because I would sometimes not use it for like months at a time. And the tech guy told me it's better to leave it running because he says that every time you plug it in and unplug it, it causes like a power spike in the laser module or something. And he said the way that it's set up.
Bad design.
Yeah.
Yeah. He says the way that it's set up, it doesn't break the laser. It does something that makes it give inaccurate readings. So that the machine will just keep flagging that your data is off and it won't calibrate properly. So he was like, generally, they recommend just leaving it on. Like, if you're not going to use these, like, don't unplug it. Mm. I forget what it was. It's because it had to do with it. When you run it for a while, it has to hit a certain temperature to be running properly.
Yeah.
And it's like, as you plug it in, it will like try to heat up quickly. Or there's something where they're like, most people don't unplug and replug their machine. But now the problem with it is, there's a tablet that you control it with, but the OS is Windows 10. And I don't know what's happening with Windows 10. It won't run the program. So
is it
connected
to the internet?
Yes. That's, and that was my biggest mistake.
That's your, you know, every single industrial machine that runs like a normal operating system. Yeah. Like if you connect it to the internet, you're
they're
fucked.
They're going
to
beat you. Somebody's going to.
Yeah. Like you one update, the whole fucking machine breaks. The company went out of business like 13 years ago. Yeah. Like,
that's what happened. I'm pretty sure I was walking by one day and I'm like, why is my IR machine doing Windows update? I was like, what is happening? And then since then, it's not worked properly. But I went to the tablet. there is no restore. There wasn't system restore. So I have like no way of reverting, but they gave on a USB stick the original software. I reinstalled it and repaired. It doesn't fix it. So I don't know what's wrong.
Dude, you like, I actually don't know how this happens. Like, I don't know how they change so much shit that it'll fucking break pipelines like this. Like, you literally have to go back to as old of a version of an OS as you can.
The problem is the way that the machine works is, it might work this way actually, but when it starts, it automatically goes into the touch interface. So there's two users. There's like admin and then touch. The touch interface is fine, and that's like so much easier to use. But if you do the other option, you actually go to the Windows desktop and use like the desktop version, which I think is like just, I don't understand how to use it. It's terrible in my opinion. But there's like a whole thing where I've noticed when you click the touch one, a command prompt window opens up. So it's like running a script so that it will full screen and not actually open what appears to be the Windows UI. So if I were up to me, I would just reformat and reinstall the software. But I bet you that will absolutely explode it in a way that I cannot
predict.
How is
it connected to the machine?
The tablet?
Yeah.
In a way that I also, it's like on a pivoting arm that there's wires that are, it's
like
cabled
USB probably?
I have no idea. Maybe.
I mean, you could just stick a desktop computer or an old laptop.
So you, if you do though, then you don't get a theory. Maybe I can install the touch interface on the, but my laptop has no touch.
Just get a touch screen on the top, like a Windows, one of the folding ones that like folds backwards. And
oh
has
yeah. Like the tablet laptops.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just real. I mean, at the end of the day, the bigger problem.
Yeah.
Is machines. That I've been trying to contact the company for over a week and I've gotten like no help.
So do they have to send somebody problem. Like, do they fly out? Like when they had to fix the laser thing, they had to fly out?
No, they just sent me a new piece and they're like, okay. You can replace it yourself.
Hmm.
Sorry about
it. It was a very
design.
Simple
thing. You have to pay for it?
No, I don't think so. I think it was free.
Oh, good. That's how you know it's a shitty design.
Will, do you remember that one time we were going to use my laser and the computer just bricked?
Yeah.
My laptop bricked.
Yeah.
And I had to do like a whole Windows restore or something like that. Lost all the everything on my laptop.
Completely shit it out.
And then it came back as like a 32-bit operating system and it wouldn't let me run. Like all the programs I used to have, like I had to re-download them and they wouldn't work. And because it's like, it's not compatible with your 32-bit. Yeah. Or something.
Oh my God. I fucking hate computers.
You know what computer glitch that pissed me off the most?
Hmm.
One day I was, I needed to edit a video. So I edit. The day goes good. I just go home. I was at the office. I come in the morning, go on the computer. I double click on the folder to open the project file and the files load like one by one.
I just burped. Does it smell like fish? I just smell like Swiss filming?
No.
I can't smell it.
You did when you burped? Sorry.
Oh.
I was saying the files loaded like one by one really slowly to the point where if you had a file folder with like 20 files, it would take like 2 minutes. For it to load
my computer's
files.
Been doing that too.
So
like it loads
Kevin,
stuff
was,
and then it kind of reloads and it goes through and you have to wait for everything to populate.
So what happened, it drove me, I'm like, I cannot function like this. You open a folder with like 100 video files, it would literally take like minutes and minutes and minutes to load the thumbnails and everything. Not even just the files. They would be like, there'd be a blank space and then the file would appear. I tried to fix everything. I did system restore. I tried to repair the file. I did all the stuff, gave up. And I reformatted and I was so pissed off because then there's all these other problems. It's like the whole day was messed up
because
of this.
When you get to a problem where you have to reformat your computer, that's an entire day gone.
So yeah, because you have to reinstall everything and I have like network drives. I had to reset everything up. It did work though. So then I keep going and I'm just like salty about, you know, Windows. But then like a month later, Corey comes to me and he tells me, he goes, remember when your computer is having weird file problems? He's like, I think I know why. And he goes, because my computer started having weird file problems. And what he discovered, he actually found the reason, it was Adobe Creative Cloud. Apparently, Adobe Creative Cloud updated, and in their update, they had some weird, really laggy thing that they were trying to scan the files in all of your folders or something. And there was a problem, and it just caused your entire computer to Windows Explorer to load slowly. But it's because it was a Adobe update.
I think I remember having a similar problem like that, where it would just sit there.
That makes me so angry.
It almost was like it was connecting to your like a folder over the internet or something. It was like sitting there, like
yeah, Yeah, like had this cache, and then it was like updating the cache, and you couldn't use it.
Could you imagine being such a fucking dog shit piece of shit subscription company that you like fuck with people's computers in a way that you never even intended to use their software?
They're probably scanning for shit to train out my computer.
Their neural network image generation.
I don't know what they were doing in my files.
I tried that. I was not impressed with it.
It's good at bullshit.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, what is?
It's probably good. I know it's good at like generative fill and stuff, but like an image from scratch is.
Yeah. I had a problem where it was, God, what was, it was I would try to open Bamboo Studio or Prusa Slicer. I'm sorry. It's basically the same thing, right?
Yeah.
I was trying to open Prusa Slicer. And it wouldn't open. It would just crash. It would just say like some DLL. It would open, but the entire window would freeze.
Okay. Like the white kind of opaque thing.
The window would show up and then nothing would happen. And it would give me some warning about some like DLL, whatever the hell. So I looked up like what was causing that. And it was some like audio driver or something.
Shouldn't have been related to the program.
Yeah, something completely unrelated where it was like this driver, like just suspend this driver and like keep it from like running at startup. And it's just like, works fine. Some completely unrelated. And I'm just like, like what the fuck?
I will balance out this hateful, like our rage against the computers with the fact that, do you remember what it was like running a computer on like Windows XP?
Yeah, it was amazing.
Like, yeah.
It just worked.
Yeah.
No.
It was great.
It was not.
It was great.
I have zero complaints.
Or Windows 98.
No, I don't remember that.
Kinda.
That was bad. If you built a home computer on Windows 98, almost always.
You were like 7 years old. What the fuck
I don't
were
think
you
people really built computers.
What? I built it. I was 14.
No, you were not 14.
It should
14
have been XP though at the time.
Oh, yeah, it would have been XP.
But I was running Windows 98, and anytime you installed like anything or did anything differently, a thing would pop up and go like something that DLL is missing. Yeah. And you'd have to go and like find the DLL and install it yourself.
It
still does that.
Yeah.
No, but nothing worked. There was always an error message. I remember that. If you did like a custom computer, there was always an error that's like, this isn't working. This is a glitch. Like it's always DLLs or missing file or... And you have to like fix it yourself.
Something that prevents you from getting on the internet too. And then so you can't download the right file.
I still don't know what a DLL is.
Something library.
Daddy long legs.
Is it just like pre-compiled code? Like I don't get daddy long legs.
I don't know, but I was just thinking about it because I'd go to like download-dll.com and I would download whatever DLL it was and it worked. It always fixed it. But in hindsight, I'm like, man, that's horrible.
What does DLL stand for? Google DLL.
Dynamic DLL.
What does DLL stand for? Dynamic Link Library. Wow. A module that contains functions and data that can be used by another module. I love that. I love how good of a description. This is like where an AI overview is going to give you a much better description because it's like, what the fuck does that mean? Maybe what is a DLL? What is a DLL? AI overview. A DLL or Dynamic Link Library is a file that contains functions, data, and resources that are shared between multiple programs. DLLs are typically executable files that are loaded into an application's memory space when the application is loaded or on demand. Wow. Thank you, AI.
Give me an example.
How they work. The operating system loads DLLs, blah, 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 safety, file extension. Fuck me, bro. Nothing in here is... Like, is it just, like, pre-compiled code that you can call functions from? I don't fucking know. Like, why is it not just in the program? What the hell is a DLL? Maybe type in what the hell is a DLL. What is an example of DLL?
A common example... A DLL...
Printer driver,
which is
a small program that allows your computer to communicate with a specific printer, essentially acting as a helper file that larger program can access. You know what this is? It's fucking post-processor. It's like someone made a piece of hardware or a piece of software that does some fucking dumb shit because it doesn't follow any standards. And then some other person has to make a DLL that fits right in between the middle of like whatever the actual interface is.
I asked ChatGPT, it says potential issues with DLLs. DLL hell occurs when multiple versions of a DLL cause conflicts or when applications overwrite each other's DLL.
What the fuck does that mean? Like, why is an application touching another application's DLL? Yeah. Like, am I fucking stupid?
Yo, applications should not touch other applications' DLLs.
Dude, leave my little DLL alone. Don't touch my DLL.
Do you want to... My understanding is it's just like such redundant code that so many programs use it that they're like, instead of having to put it in every software, they're like, we'll just include
this library.
Wrong. I'll download the extra fucking kilobyte of data. I don't give a shit. I have no problems. Push my ISP to the limit. Tap max out my 1 gig fiber with 400 additional DLLs.
Yeah, storage and download speed is it's not the problem anymore. No, it's not the bottleneck.
They still love their I want my computer to work, and I feel recently I've had far more computer problems. Like, you know the problem I have all the time, and I really don't understand why, and it makes me incredibly angry, is uploading code to Arduinos or other microprocessors. Almost always I have problems with the device showing up as a COM port.
Oh yeah. And then you're like, which one is it? Yeah. And then which bootloader do I use?
You plug it in, it shows up as a COM port, you upload code, it's gone. The COM port's gone. You unplug it, you plug it back in. You unplug it, you plug it back in. You unplug it, you plug it back in. Boom, it shows
reset
up. You hit reset. Yeah. Oh, it shows up. And you're just like,
upload.
Upload. Oh fuck. And you're like, all right, did that work? And then it's like, oh no, I gotta change it again. And then you fucking sit there and you do the same thing. I don't understand. I don't understand. I don't know how it works, but I know that it doesn't work.
Your code might be also like, is it using serial output or something?
Here's the deal. That's not my fucking problem. They sold this board as something I can plug into my goddamn computer and upload code to it.
Uh-huh.
If I did something that made it so I can't upload code, I have no fucking idea what I did.
Yeah.
Oh, I made the LED blink. Sorry, if you do that, it won't work anymore. Yeah. What are we in the 1980s where you have to fucking shine a UV light on your memory to like erase it and then re-override it? Like,
sounds like a good idea.
Dude,
they should bring that back.
I know. I can't. You know what I did? I just, this past couple of days has been hell for me trying to build a thing. This is a whole story. Adafruit Blue Fruit board. Blue Fruit Express. They're just like, they smoke crack and roll a D20 to pick the names. And an Adafruit NeoPixel, the LED, the addressable LEDs, and an Adafruit NeoPixel library. So it's an Adafruit microprocessor.
Yes.
An Adafruit LED strip and an Adafruit Arduino library. Does not work. And I spent...
Did you find the DLLs, the right ones?
Yeah, I just pulled out the DLL. I put a bullet in it.
Shot it.
Slid it up to my temple and fucking blew my digital brain out. I spent like 6 hours just trying to get started writing code. And I'm like, I'm sitting there just seething, thinking about how much I hate computers and microprocessors. Like, I just, when I stick to like an Arduino Nano, everything works. Usually. The instant I try anything, you know the chip that worked really great was the ESP32.
Oh yeah.
That fucker, once I switched to ESP32s, everything just worked. I could upload code over and over and over, and that little fucker, that little fucker of a COM port showed up every single time.
Yeah.
He didn't run away from me.
Did it show up as the device? Or it just says sometimes, like, I've got a shit ton of COM ports on my computer, and every time I've got to go through and like, is it this one? Is it this one? Or I have to pull up the device manager.
Here's the thing, Kevin. I would rather go through 10 COM ports than have my device not show up at all.
Yeah.
I hate computers. I think that we should get rid of computers. Or get rid of the internet. Disconnect the computers from the internet. You have an internet computer and you have your work computer. And the work computer is never allowed to talk over the internet.
But then how do I browse memes when I'm supposed to be working?
Here's a question for you guys.
Okay.
Nigel, if you still were using the first editing software you used, the first version of the editing software you used, would you be unable to make videos right now?
I was unable to make videos when I was using it. The software was like non-functional.
You know,
well, are you talking about Windows Movie Maker? It's finally functional.
If I was using Adobe Premiere CS6 from 10 years ago, maybe 15 years ago, as long as it can pull in whatever codecs that my video files have, it would still work and I would still do everything I needed to do. Why the fuck have I paid like $10,000 the past, 15 years?
I feel like I've never had problems. Like, the only problem I used to have is it was just slow.
Yeah.
And now it's still slow, but there's 100 problems that happen every time I try to edit something.
Here's my Premiere bug that I quantified the other day. And I want to this whole United Healthcare CEO thing is just giving me all sorts of ideas.
Oh, did you hear about that?
They caught the guy.
Did they actually catch him?
They found a suspect.
A little sussy. That's unfortunate.
I thought they caught him. I thought they did.
I'm excited for the jury to nullify the whole thing. When you click on a clip in Premiere.
Okay.
And then you scroll.
Yeah.
Like you move down the timeline.
Mm-hmm.
And you click on the clip again. It will not deselect it. You have to click twice.
Double click it?
You have to click, click. Mm-hmm. But if your cursor stays in the same spot, sometimes it doesn't work as well.
Oh.
So when you're moving, you scroll and you select something, you have to click again. So you don't double click. You have to just click, click.
Okay. That's annoying.
What the fuck?
And if you click too fast, it'll move the cursor. It'll move it over the scrub bar over.
It's like, it's fucking, I hate computers. I want to find the person that, actually, I hate software. I fucking hate anyone. If you work on computers, fuck you!
You work on computers.
I know. I don't sell software to somebody. I don't sell a subscription service for software, and that software, every update gets worse.
So that's why I will say this. I will give a shout out to Vegas Pro Editor.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say
Dimitri. Yeah, he never complains about Vegas.
Never does.
So the big thing is Vegas used to be so mega bad.
Yeah.
Like every time you went to render, it was probably an 80% chance it would just fail to render. And there were so many problems. It would just like stop rendering and there was no reason. And there were so many problems. But then that's when Sony owned it. Then Sony sold it to Magix and they claimed they're going to make it better. And it like kind of seemed to get better, but they would add features but not fix any of the problems.
Dude, oh but.
But finally, this last iteration or in the last couple of years, they did seem to be trying to do a lot of stuff. And the last one that they put out, because it used to crash all the time. Now it's like, I think I on average, when I edit, it doesn't crash. It runs smooth. I was like, I don't know what they did. They finally fixed it.
I think I saw Joe Barnard tweet about using DaVinci Resolve. He like switched to DaVinci Resolve and he's like, he was like, it was like almost like orgasmically positive. I don't remember what he said, but I need to at some point, I think probably at one of the next videos, I'm going to just switch because every time I use Premiere, I actually get angry.
I literally have a problem every time I use it.
Yeah.
My files disconnect and then I have to figure out how to reconnect them.
I've got
to
delete. What do you mean disconnect?
It like unlinks?
Yeah, unlinks. Yeah. And then I have to clear my cache.
As if you moved your files.
Okay, that's all.
Yeah, yes. Yep. Yeah, but it's just somehow like...
Yeah.
They're still there. They still play. They show up as like red bars basically in the timeline. And sometimes I'll render my timeline out so it's fast, like a faster playback. Yeah. And I have to do that because I edit in 4K.
But you shouldn't have to do that.
It'll lose the audio. It'll just like,
I've watched you play stuff back before and you're just sitting
and
there.
And then I click like render audio also.
How much
and
money
then,
do you pay a month for that service?
$20. I only have Premiere.
You only have Premiere.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
You pay $20 a month.
Yeah.
So every single year, you're paying like between $200 and $300.
Yeah.
For a piece of software that's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
It gets worse every fucking
year. I used to pay $50 a month and then I'm like,
fuck the rest of
it. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
I think DaVinci's the way to go. I'm going to do that.
I really have been meaning to do it and I'm going to do it. I need to just buckle up. I'm going to switch to the TikTok editor.
That actually has its own problems.
The TikTok editor is surprisingly good.
No, but the TikTok editor is fine. It's just the thing that drove me crazy on TikTok is when you wanted, I remember talking to someone, I think it was someone who worked there and I asked them, I'm like, okay, you have a scroll to choose like your thumbnail or something.
Yeah.
Doesn't work.
It's supposed to be a moment in the video.
Yeah.
And I was like, your scroll bar is like 2 seconds in width. Like there's a little window.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, the frame I want is in the last 1 second. They're like, you can't get there. I was like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, you can't really get to the first second of the video or the last second. And I'm like, but
here's the deal, Nigel. You don't pay any money for the TikTok editor. It can be as bad as they made it.
I was just like, so the solution was you make your video longer, choose the, and then in the editor, you can choose the thumbnail, and then I think you trim the end off. I was like, what kind of, just make your window smaller or let me zoom.
Just complain about free software over here. Nigel, we got this in fan mail last week. We got a Canadian McDonald's gift card.
Hell yeah.
That won't work here, right? Yeah, no.
I don't think so. Why would someone send that?
Why would somebody send that?
Why did they send you a Canadian McDonald's?
Because they're an asshole. It's probably empty too. But do you have like the McDonald's app or anything?
I do actually.
Okay, I'm gonna read you the code right now. Tell me when you're ready.
Yeah.
I also have some Canadian coins too. What is this? 5 cents. I got a Canadian dollar. Do you want that? I'll save.
Dude, you can mail that to me.
We'll save these for next time you hear 25 cents. It's like $2. All right, you ready?
Wait, how do I add a code to this?
You know, every time I go to the McDonald's drive, they're like, "Oh, do you have the McDonald's app?" I'm like, "No." I'm like,
"I will give you $10 to not ask me."
If you guys still have that $6 meal deal, I'll come through the drive-thru. If you don't, I'm fucking gone. I'm going to Taco Bell.
I feel like I have to fight. It's like a fight. Every time I go there, it's like, "Oh, do you want to upgrade to a large?" No.
No.
Do you want to make that a combo? No. Do you want a cookie with that? No.
It's like, I'm going to, in three easy steps, I can crawl through this drive-thru window and go sicko mode.
I don't know if I can even... Can I add it? I don't see an option.
How could you not add a gift card to the McDonald's app?
Oh, pay with code, maybe. What?
Oh, can you order us McDonald's with this gift card, Nigel?
I don't think it would work in the US.
I have this weird feeling that it won't go over the border.
Yeah, okay.
Will it really not?
Like, I don't know if I can. I'll just look it up.
You can't. How can you
add it?
Could you imagine they make an app and you can't add a fucking gift card to it? Yes, I can. I absolutely can imagine that world. Remember when they were talking about like how cool computers were going to make the future?
Yeah.
And all we got was like targeted ads.
Yeah.
And apps.
It says you cannot register it.
Dude, what the fuck? Why do they have an app?
To collect points, man.
Could you like, but you can't put a gift card in it?
I guess not. It says you can't add McDonald's Arch card to the McDonald's app as a payment method. However, you can use the card at any participating McDonald's restaurants in the United States.
The Canadian ones?
I feel like we have whatever you have, except it's worse, probably.
I hate the future, bro. I hate it.
You know what machine that I want?
What?
We were talking about machines. I want an AFM, Atomic Force Microscope.
Oh, the little needle thing?
Yeah, it's like an atomic record player.
Why?
Because they're so cool.
Don't you have to have like a really sturdy room?
Oh, I think you do, yeah.
I remember, I think I saw one of those. We had a family friend.
Like an isolated thing.
Yeah, at a university. And it was like in the basement on a thick ass concrete floor. And it was like any time, they would have to do stuff like outside of like normal class hours.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because just people walking around the building would futz with it.
Yeah. It's like the needle is actually, it's like a single atom.
That's psychotic.
That rides over the surface of a material and it'll like show you that. You know, like
anime with that like long skewer knife where you just like you're running and then they just like you like get skewered by it.
Yeah, those are cool. I didn't know that they were I don't know. Breaking Taps has one.
What would you do with it?
Look it up on eBay.
Doing like,
go on eBay.
Like Ace, he's like doing transistors, right?
Yeah, he was just looking at the surface finish of like he was machining stuff and he wanted to check out the surface finish.
I really want to. Like, what's your dream machine, Kevin?
One of those Alibaba semen extractors.
I want a. I don't know. That?
It looks like one. Like it looks like a Doctor Who villain.
These are smaller than I thought. I like that.
My dream machine.
I want an electron microscope. I want a CT scanner. I want
an electron microscope.
Yeah.
But what would you do with it,
dude?
Oh, you can see your penis for the first time.
Yeah. No, for that you need atomic. That's why Kevin wants the atomic force. I think it has higher resolution.
No, I need the tunneling electron microscope for that.
To give yourself a piercing.
Tunnel in
Prince
there
Albert.
More.
Okay.
I can't even.
It's under vacuum too. You literally couldn't even stick. You'd have to sever your dick to put it in the.
Yeah, you have to coat it in gold too.
I think like watching, you know, Ben Krasnow with the electron microscope, I feel like the only thing he's really done with it is gotten a couple of very cool GIFs. Oh, I'm sorry, GIFs for all the fucking psychos out there.
Thank you.
And in here. What would you do with it though? What would you stick in there? What's the first thing you would stick in your atomic force microscope?
Probably a bug. I also wanted to like check the sharpness of like a knife that I sharpened.
Do you need an atomic force? So you don't even have a realistic answer.
I don't know.
Kevin, everyone knows you just cut paper for that.
What about?
No, I got to be precise.
I feel like you probably actually want an electron microscope first, right?
Yeah, but there's a guy on Twitter who like repairs electron microscopes and stuff. And one time I was just talking to him on Twitter. I'm like, oh yeah, I'd love to have one of these one day. And he's like, no, you don't. Mm-mm. No, it's a curse. Stay far away from them.
So that's kind of why when you ask me like, why don't I own a mass spec? it's, I think a GC, like a gas chromatograph, that is something that I've heard people say is worth owning. Because it's like not, it's not that much that can go wrong. But people were saying like the moment you start getting to like, yeah, electron microscopes, mass specs, and some other things, it
yeah.
starts to be where it's like if things go wrong, you just have a massive hunk of trash yep. until someone can fix it. And I just was at my university and the guy who manages that whole department of the like the instrumentals, sorry, the instrumental stuff, they had a mass spec that was like torrent, like it was open. And I was like, oh, what's going on here? He's like, yeah, it's kind of new. It's like not even, it's several years old. He goes, we've had technicians come in. No one can fix it. So we might have to just throw it out.
I've got
like, we don't know what to do.
The sort of mechanical engineer's equivalent of that is a water jet.
Oh, yeah.
Like I think a water jet, if I had to pick one machine that I wanted, but I would never have to deal
it's
with
like
the
you
problems.
Have free access to this yeah, machine.
It's a water jet.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Fixing, like a water jet is, imagine that a machine that every waking moment of its existing has like 14 different consumables. You have the pump.
Yeah.
Like the pump is a like the most important part. And it's like, it's such a violent process that it wears yeah. out. You've got the sand, the garnet that's being used as an abrasive to like, you know, accelerate the cutting process. So the sand yeah. is accelerating, the water's accelerating the sand to basically cut through your whatever you're cutting. Then you've got the water bed fills up with sand and metal dust.
Yeah.
And you have to fucking empty that whenever you.
And then the slats get worn away.
The slats get fucked up. The nozzle is like a sapphire that gets fucked up. And it's like every single thing you do
yeah.
requires like days of maintenance. When like if you get a water yeah. jet, and you use it enough, and I don't even know, this might just be like, I think it might be almost the helicopter equivalent of a machine.
Yeah, it's like it's like a fighter jet. Like one flight yeah. hour is 30 hours in repairs yes. or like 100 hours of repairs.
And you can go a long time, but like once you hit that, like let's say like 1,000 hour mark,
yeah,
you're now going to have to do like a week's worth of maintenance and a couple thousand. Like if you're doing it yourself, like learn how to rebuild the pump and take the whole damn thing apart. And then it's just like, holy shit.
Yeah.
And a lot of them, it's like they'll filter the water that goes into them. So they have like a huge reservoir, like a 500 gallon water tank full of, you know, like RO water or something.
Yeah.
So that it's like clean water going into the pump. And there's so much shit going on.
So one thing I should add, I think for the like instruments, they're less painful than that, I think. Because that's just like constant maintenance is just a misery. I think the difference with the instruments is that, because I spoke to someone just recently about that. It might have actually been Ben, because I brought that up. It's like it takes a lot of maintenance if you want good quality stuff. So it's like if you have a mass spec and you're like, it's okay if things are like off by like, you know, a little bit. I'm not publishing this. It's not like whatever. It's
not,
not
yeah,
that
you're not doing
bad.
Like real engineering. You're like on the you're like sort of yeah. on the you're like before real engineering. So you're kind of like,
like, well, it would kind of be like running some sort of like cutting machine, like a laser cutter. Yeah. And you're like, yeah, you know, I'm doing things that are decently big. So if it's off by like a millimeter here and right. there, it's like, tolerance doesn't matter. But it's like, if you're actually making parts for real applications, that's yeah. just trash. It's useless. And I think that's the difference. Like for the mass spec, they're like dialing it in where they're like, this is like one plus minus 0.0001. And if it's out of that range, it's like the researchers don't really want to use it.
Yeah.
Whereas like for me, if I'm using it, knowing that it's one plus minus one is still pretty good because yeah. I know it's not three.
You're not going to end up with technical debt, right? Because like you do a project and then you bounce, like you're out. But imagine
yeah,
like
exactly.
you had a bad reading 10 years ago and yeah. you've been using that data for 10 years and you're like, you know, your company's project has been like suffering from it. Like then you're going to have a bad time.
It's also like even if you had like, you know, an electron microscope and I was like, because I wanted to do I want to work on more ferrofluid stuff and I want to do nanoparticle things. So it's cool to be able to see it. And if I were to be like, yeah, this particle is between like, you know, 10 and 30 nanometers or something, that's like decent. If it's like a blurry image, at least I have something. Whereas right now I have nothing. I don't know anything. Right. Whereas if the functioning machine, you'd be able to have like, you know, kind of like on Google Maps, you'd have that little line saying the exact distance and you can yeah. measure and get like pretty accurate numbers. Whereas for me, I'm like knowing that it's even roughly in a ballpark is still pretty good.
10 nanometers, that's crazy small.
the nanoparticles, that's the optimal ferrofluid like
really
size.
Oh, I had no idea.
Jesus.
How do you make that? Are you, is that what you're trying to make?
So I mean, I made it years ago. I made it years ago for the original video. I don't know if they were, they should have all been roughly 10. It's funny because nanoparticles are really easy to make. Yeah. It sounds fancy, but it's like, I think what's interesting is at the end of the day, everything you do, like as a human, you're always on the macro scale. So it's like to do anything nano, you're kind of just like doing something, like, you're doing the same process often, but like just slightly different for certain things. So like for nano magnetite particles, you make them small by making more dilute conditions, stirring faster. And that's like some of those factors are just it. Just
so they can't
literally.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Clump up together, or it's like a, exactly, like a snowflake falling down and collecting more water vapor. If you,
yeah, but if everything's so spaced out, they just stay small. And then part of the nanoparticle stuff is like you add something into it, so when they are small, it like sticks to the surface and then prevents them from sticking together.
Hmm. Or where? What's a macro particle?
You're a macro particle.
All right. What's a mega particle?
A rock. Yeah.
Like a boulder or like a planet.
A mega particle doesn't exist.
What's a gigaparticle?
I don't have an answer.
Hey man, I'm just asking questions. I mean, if there's a nanoparticle, there's got to be a
Yeah, yeah. Well, I guess it's got to keep going.
Nano just means it's on the nanoscale. So a megaparticle means it's on...
Well, it has to be probably
the
like...
mega scale.
Like a single crystal? No, because nanoparticles don't have to be a single crystal.
But a nanoparticle is on the nanoscale. So if you do giga, that would be...
1 millimeter?
Oh, John.
Nano
Scott.
Is 10 to the minus
9. John says
9.
A gigaparticle is your mom.
I don't know why this is so hard for me to figure out.
I'm trying to think of what I should talk about from. We want to.
I asked ChatGPT.
Talk about the. Maybe we shouldn't talk about the NHL
what?
Stuff.
Wait, I'll say this, just to finish this. Actually, it says I asked ChatGPT what a gigaparticle is, and it says it's not a standard term in physics or
coward
science. It says maybe you're thinking of science fiction, you're misinterpreting something, or it's a typo.
No, so you're just inventing a new one.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're claiming it. Call it the Nigel particle.
We'll force it to come up with something.
I've got to go to the bathroom.
Oh God, Kevin.
Nigel, I have an update about my GovDeals crane.
Okay.
I missed the listing. I didn't buy it.
No.
I wish that I was at a point in my life where I could spend more recklessly because I would have bought it.
So here's the thing. I think that if your goal is to spend recklessly, I think that's always achievable.
I agree. I think that I wish I could have done it. I mean, I could have done it. I wish I would have done it, but I know that it would have caused me more problems than it solved. Mm. You know?
Yeah.
You know, I feel like when there's too many things going on in my life, I have to be less reckless. I think what I worried about is like I would buy it and then I wouldn't immediately use it. It would just sit there.
Yeah, that's a classic. I mean, I've kind of learned that too. Just like you're really hyped about certain things, but then if you never use them, then you probably shouldn't
felt
have
bad.
Them.
Yeah, and then you do that like once or twice and you like need to restrain yourself for all future purchases.
Yeah, because every time you walk by it or see it, you're just reminded. You're like, hey, that's the thing I never used. And then you're just surrounded by things you never use.
I can't. There's this like part of me that's like trained myself. If I'm not sure I'm going to use it, don't buy it. But sometimes you just really want to buy it. But then
sometimes
you never,
if you don't have the chance to buy it right now, it might not come around again.
Yeah. Like I've been meaning to buy I have a project I want to do with a LiDAR. To chalk the lines for open source to like put chalk marks on the lines for all the fencing. Cause it's like a huge pain in the ass to do by hand. And there's like a box with just like 3 old LiDARs that you like can't even buy anymore. Cause they're, you know, like SparkFun and whatnot doesn't stock them anymore. And I was just like, can I have one of these? He's like, yeah.
Oh, at NHRL?
He's like, yeah, you just have to just build something with it. And I was like, okay. And I was going to buy one anyways, but I'm like, here's one that's been sitting here for like, you know, 3-4 years. It's probably never going to get used. And there's still two more. So I took it home with me.
Nice.
It's like $100 lighter. You know, but now it's like, now I have to do it. You know, I got to build some sort of robot.
Oh, is it going to be like a chalk bot?
That's what I want to do.
Yeah, okay.
Like, so it uses like, I mean, I can't use this LiDAR. The LiDAR only goes like 20 feet or something. They're kind of shitty, the small ones, the cheapo LiDARs.
Yeah.
I have to spend like probably inevitably like $1,500 on a proper LiDAR that can go like 50 to 100 or like 100 feet.
Okay.
The building, one of the buildings is so big. It's like 100 feet, 120 feet wide that if your LiDAR can't like get the edges of the building, then you don't know
it
where you are.
It loses track.
Yeah,
it
loses track. Yeah. But it's like, I remember, you know, like, when I was making more videos, I would just buy way more shit.
Oh,
I think I'll do a project like this. So you go on Amazon and you just buy a bunch of shit.
Do you remember that one podcast we did with Michael where we were talking about like how many Amazon orders we've had in the past 6 months?
Oh, you know,
it like shows you.
Yeah, and his was crazy.
Yeah, I was like, yours was like 30, mine was 45, and then his was like 120.
Like, what the fuck, dude, Michael? Yeah. Like, every day shit's showing up.
Yeah.
You want to know what mine is?
Hit us.
I want to flex. How many orders do you think I've done in 2024?
I mean, right, it's got to be.
We're gonna
like
update this. Let's see.
200.
Oh my god! Now it's gonna be like 600.
No. Wait, what are you checking yours, Kevin?
Yeah, 2024 so far.
Yeah,
I'm just like it's once like a week. Done. I'm definitely under 100. Wait, how do you figure this out?
You just go
you
to
just go into your orders, and you can just click, and then it tells you. I smashed my record last year.
And you made less videos too. Interesting how that works.
Yeah, man, just. Addicted to actually, I've
made how do I do
more
this?
Videos?
Just click on your name and then hit your orders, see all, and wait for it to load.
What,
dude? 2024 has been an all time high.
But we have like totally different.
I'm on the app.
Oh, I'm not. I'm on the website.
Orders.
Yeah, and then
why is it so different? Past 3 months, see more.
I don't know. Mine's not even loading right now.
Let's say
I'm gonna guess that so far, how many days in the year has there been?
That means you're getting, so when you say order, you mean you ordered like multiple things at the same time at the same click.
It's like separate orders.
I'm going to say 200.
Are you actually ordering multiple times a day?
On some days,
oh,
I guess.
Those are bad days, you know, because then
oh,
it's
wait,
like.
Oh, wait, I shouldn't have given a hint. Yeah, but yeah, on some days I
mean,
order
it's gotta be
more
like
than
400
once.
Then if you like once a day and then half of those days you're adding an extra, like 450 orders.
You guys are overestimating.
400?
I say 200.
360.
Ooh, wow.
That's every day, bro, with that Amazon flow. Holy shit, Nigel.
It's slowed down in the past 3 months. It's 110.
110 packages in 3 months is more than one a day, every single day. How do you not just like in the morning you start putting things, because they all show up at the same time.
So what's insane is I've ordered so much from Amazon over the years, and somehow it all just absorbs into my space. It just like disappears into like a drawer. I don't know.
Dude, your landlord must love you. You can never leave.
Mine's 187.
You're at 187.
Dude, you got to get your numbers up.
How did
Those
you
are
find
rookie
it?
Numbers,
it's in the same
Kevin.
Spot.
I had to do it by going on the website and then clicking request desktop website.
Oh, so it wouldn't even do it. Yes, that's probably not in the mobile app. That's every other day?
Probably.
I feel like that's impressive because you've posted one video this year.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, a lot of it. Look at this is all Sandra's books.
Oh, you're sharing it with Sandra.
Pre-workout.
Oh, yeah.
Half of them are hers.
Okay, that's I think a little different. So you're like what, 90? Probably half and half, or more?
It's probably half and half.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Nigel's definitely got the record.
Oh, by far.
A mile and a half.
It's gonna slow down though. Unfortunately,
they tell you I got a message from someone on Mark Rober's team from John.
Oh yeah,
sending us a box.
Oh,
I don't know what it is.
Wait, us, both of us?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm scared.
Did you get any message like that, Nigel?
No, I'm not cool enough.
I have no idea what it is. I was like, is it a bomb?
Yeah, I know, right?
What did he say?
Is it gonna like spray fart spray at us and shoot glitter all over the place?
Like, and then they stole the package, like shows footage of us opening the glitter bomb. I'm like, hey, what the fuck?
Is it full of Surstromig?
I actually had a dream that I got a package in my office one day
It's like, Anthrax.
I opened it up and it was just a Mark Rober glitter bomb, and I freaked out and threw it away. And then I got like I got a lot of online flack for stealing a package. And I'm like, but I'm innocent.
Fucking
this
evil.
Is a dream like 2 weeks ago.
You actually had that dream?
Yeah. Like 2 weeks ago.
It's a nightmare. It's not a dream.
Yeah.
No. I was on, I've been on Twitter a lot recently, and no, Reddit because of the flight. So we flew JetBlue and they have free internet, which is sick. I didn't have headphones, so I couldn't watch any movies.
Wait, where were you like 5 days ago?
I don't know, man.
Wait.
I don't know. Was it
in, like, New York?
Was it in New York? Yeah.
Yeah.
And I, one of the things I saw a lot of on Twitter was, there's like a lot of UFO stuff. I get like a bunch of UFO stuff on Reddit too.
Yeah, dude, it's crazy.
Yeah, I was sent something.
I wanted to mention that also because people are losing their goddamn minds.
Is ever, like, I fucking hate UFOs and I fucking hate all the dumbasses that get excited about UFOs because every time it's like not at all.
Yeah, John, also go on Twitter and just type in like, I don't know, maybe you can find it on the sidebar. It's like New Jersey drones. People, they've lost all critical thinking.
It was like an airplane.
It's obviously an airplane.
It's clearly an airplane.
It has blinking lights on it.
It looks exactly like a fucking airplane.
Yeah. And people are like, no, because like that airplane looks like it's really close and it's not making sound.
Like that picture. Drag it on the screen.
Can nobody get a good picture of these things anyway?
Look at that. That's a goddamn Spanish flag. That's the Mexican flag.
Somebody did a time lapse of all these orbs in the sky.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, they're like planes taking off and landing from the airport.
It's out of focus.
Yeah.
Stigmatism.
No, I mean, there's some good ones. There's some great ones. They look like planes. Everybody still thinks, oh no, they're drones, right? So like what, this is like a threat to our country because like nobody knows whose drones these are.
So now, so it's like another, it's not even aliens at that point?
So it's either aliens, it's China. Or I guess it could just be the military. Why would the military tell you about all the drones they're flying around?
You should do. We should make a drone swarm that like takes the shape of an intercontinental ballistic missile. And it just like one of those firework drone shows where it's like,
yeah. Like a, or like a flying saucer.
And they fly into like a nuclear cloud shape.
Oh yeah.
I'm not on the screen anymore.
Yeah.
A drone show of an atomic bomb going off.
Guys, I died.
What happened? Oh, your face. John, he needs CPR. There, he's back.
The Men in Black got him.
Exactly.
But while I was on this airplane, I don't watch a lot of movies, but when I'm on an airplane, I'll watch some movies, and I'll usually try not to watch good movies on an airplane because it's a really bad movie experience in general.
Mm-hmm.
I
actually like it.
Huh?
I actually like it because I find that on a plane, it's the time where I literally am unable to do anything else, so I actually watch the movie.
What did you watch? Do you watch good movies or bad movies?
A mix of both. Sometimes I watch like, you know, the long burn movies, like the 3 hour ones.
Yeah. I watched Madame Web.
Oh God, I watched that on the plane too.
Holy.
Oh no.
Holy.
I had no idea what was happening.
Holy shit. So I watched it with subtitles and no headphones because I didn't want to pay the $7 for JetBlue headphones. And I don't know. Oh no, I did have some in my backpack. I'm an idiot. I could, you know what? Now that, wow, I really dropped the ball on that one. I could have totally watched it with audio. It didn't matter though, because I've never seen a worse movie in mind. I think I actually have, but like this one is up there of bad movies. You ever watched like a really shitty TV show?
It's a high production though.
Like a really bad TV show with high production.
Yeah, I get the vibe.
I am flabbergasted that this movie got made. It is so fucking bad that even while on an airplane with literally nothing to do, I only watched half of it.
You were just hoping you would crash.
And skipped forward. Basically, I was like, there was one scene where she has like 12 flashbacks and it just feels like the same thing over and over again. I swear it goes on for like 4 or 5 minutes. It was horrific. Like imagine showing the same clip over and then you show another clip that's the same thing but a little bit different, and then you do that over and over and over and over and over and over and over again.
How did it do in the box office?
I think it did turbo good. I think it made like $10 billion.
Kevin,
what?
It did. So it was so Did you not hear about it? It was what's her name? Was it Dakota Fanning? Whatever her name is, the actress. She was like trash talking the movie before it was released.
And they didn't even get mad at her. Dude, it made $100 million. Jesus Christ.
Oh, 200. Or, looks like 200 total. Oh no, 100.
Wrong, wrong, yeah, Dakota. 100. Dakota Johnson, I think. She was like trashing it before the movie came out. Just I think talking about how she regrets being on it.
The movie opens with someone shooting a pregnant woman. And then these freaky spider jungle people, I couldn't believe it. It's like one of the worst movies I've ever seen. And then at some point, like one of the most memorable moments is she's like a paramedic, right?
Okay.
And she's doing CPR on a firefighter, but it's like...
Does she get bit by a spider too?
You know, when the mom got shot, the weird jungle spider people took them to their spider cave, and they're wearing like bondage gear.
Okay.
Is what it looks like. And then they make a spider bite the pregnant mom who's dying of a gunshot wound.
Okay.
And then that gives the powers, I guess.
To the baby?
Yeah. And the baby is like the main character. So it just cuts immediately to the main character and I think they do go back to the jungle at some point, but I didn't, I was gone at that point. I couldn't do it anymore. But she's doing CPR as a paramedic. And it's like I'm not an EMT. I don't know anything about CPR. I know a little bit, but I knew that it was completely fucking wrong. It was just like,
right here on the screen.
They're doing more CPR? I never got this far in the movie. Oh, she's training them on CPR. So she's like doing CPR and then she gets up and you're watching the CPR go on for like 10 minutes because of all the weird flashbacks she has. And then she has a flash forward that her boss, like another EMT, is going to get hit by a truck driving away in the ambulance. And she ignores it because she thinks she's like schizophrenic at this point. And then her boss gets in the car and drives off and immediately gets hit by the truck. And so she runs over and pulls him out. And what does she start doing? Immediately the same CPR.
Oh my
and so
God.
She's like been jorking it for like 5 minutes in the movie.
Yeah.
It's like 5 minutes straight of jorking it. It felt like the most turbo shit TV you've ever seen.
Was she
seen
the one that was
life.
Wearing the low cut shirt too?
I don't know. Maybe Sydney Sweeney. I feel like Sydney Sweeney's like the.
Because in that scene you just showed me, there was like one of the girls who seemed like they were kind of, you know, it was
probably
like,
Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah.
She's kind of the. Oh, is this the paramedic scene? Yeah. Okay. Just F, full screen it. John's trying his best to full screen it. There it is.
The tiny screen.
So it's like, I actually, the fact that I didn't pay anything to watch this movie makes me feel so much better. If I had, yeah. So she's basically just kind of like half-assed CPR.
Yeah.
You can forgive it for like 30 seconds. You can forgive it for a bit, right? Like
yeah.
You're just kind of like, whatever, she's doing CPR.
And I was like, why is she still doing CPR?
Right.
No, but see, you if you do CPR, you probably have to do it for a long time, but it's like, I find it just how she's like not paying attention.
Yeah, she's not paying attention doing CPR. And then it just keeps cutting back to her. Like she forgot that she needs to be doing CPR again.
And so nobody else is coming out to help her.
So now she just like keeps doing CPR.
What's going on?
It's supposed to be like the flash forwards, but it just feels like the same thing over and over again. I can't even tell. And so now you feel like the guy's dying because she stopped doing CPR on him.
And then she looks down.
And she looks down. And
he's
like,
not
oh, fuck.
Even.
I forgot that I was doing CPR and gets back into it. And then it cuts away. And then she fucking forgets again that she's doing CPR. And she looks down and starts doing CPR.
She's like, oh God,
again.
He's like, dying.
Oh my God.
I mean, to be fair,
CPR.
To be fair, I think in the movie she doesn't claim to be an amazing paramedic.
And now it's like, oh, I guess let's get back to doing CPR. So she's running after her boss or whoever, the other EMT that she's had a vision is going to get hit by a truck. I don't know what she says because I wasn't listening because I wasn't wearing my headphones that I had forgotten about. So she's like, the vision basically showed him getting hit by a truck.
Yeah. So that's the guy was like morphing between the boss.
Yeah. It was morphing
and
between
the
boss and the other guy. So he goes and she's like now panicked, like, oh, I think he's going to get hit by a truck, but I feel like it doesn't make any sense. Of course, this is such a good shot, right? Happens right behind her. It's like impending.
Yeah.
Comes in, fucking hits not even that bad.
That was a tap.
Okay. What's the first thing she's going to do when she pulls him out of the car, as any good EMT would do? Can anyone guess? Does anyone think, anyone know what she's going to do?
Dude, if in doubt, CPR.
Any guesses?
She's
going to
break his rib cage and give him a rousing round of CPR.
Right. She's running. All right. She's up to the ambulance. She drags him out of the ambulance. The broken glass is like a kind of like a spider web thing.
Oh,
she pulls him out, throws him on the ground, immediately starts doing CPR.
It's just like, fucking Christ. Who made this movie?
I can't. I watched this. I went into this movie with no expectations. Like, I knew it was poorly reviewed.
Yeah.
But I was blown away. How bad it was.
How good it was.
This is one of those movies where, you know, sometimes I listen to NPR in the car when I'm driving. And, like, they only review movies.
What else do you listen to? Do you want to talk about that podcast?
Oh, I either listen to NPR or right-wing talk radio.
No, what are the other podcasts?
Oh, no, I don't want to talk about that one.
Wait, what? What podcast?
No, it's great. I love that podcast. I don't know what's going on, and I can't tell whose side they're on, but I love it.
I think it's becoming more clear whose side they're on. And that's what
Is it a big podcast?
Semi. Yeah, probably about the same size as us.
So it's not... Are we a big podcast? Jesus Christ.
Oh, so it's just like a random podcast you listen to.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's basically like shock radio, like, you know. Like,
shock radio.
Yeah. You know, like Howard Stern kind of stuff.
Oh, okay.
They just say horrible
just
shit.
Just like being funny. Edgy. It seems like for the sake of being edgy. And it's funny.
Do you listen as though like you're just a fan of consuming it, or is it kind of a spectacle of
NASCAR.
What is going on
yes.
here?
NASCAR. It's like watching the crashes. It's like such a shit show.
Yeah, and you're kind of wondering like, when are these guys going to run into problems?
Yeah.
Or are you just enjoying it for the content?
It's definitely probably they're just sort of unhinged, and it's funny to know that it's not your problem.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Oh, but my point about NPR is they only review movie. It's like if they review a movie, it's going to be bad. If they have somebody like coming in and talking about the movie, it's going to be bad. Because it's like, I don't know. That's all they can afford is to go on NPR and talk about how, you know.
So
they're talking about like how, I guess, like this woman has a lead role as an action movie figure or something like that. And that's like, that's what they were talking about.
This movie specifically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like not how good the movie is.
Right. They're just talking about it.
Yes.
Oh, so it's like, okay, I got you.
Yeah, they don't have any, yeah.
I also watched about half of, because the flight landed, The Goonies. Mm. That is a fucking excellent movie. I cannot believe how good that movie is. Like, it's so, the first 40 minutes, you know when a movie has like 12 characters and you just have no fucking idea what's going on? They introduce like 7 characters in 40 fucking minutes.
Oh, really?
And it's like, it works perfectly. Like, you feel like you have a general idea of like who every single one of these characters is. It might be more than that. It might be like close to like a dozen. Like, it's so well paced at introducing like all the different kids and like the villains and whatnot, where you feel like you understand, like nothing feels shoehorned in. It's like, it's so amazing to watch a movie like Madame Web, or I say watch about half a movie like Madame Web.
Yeah.
And then you watch a movie like a Goonies, and it's like one of them is actually a dumpster fire. That was Madame Web. And the other one, it's like almost borderline perfect.
Oh yeah.
And like, how does that happen? Like, how do you get a movie like Madame Web? Like, you just, like, someone spent like hundreds of millions of dollars.
I think it's right? What I've heard, because obviously, like, you know, we make YouTube videos, but the scale of a movie is insane.
Yeah.
What I've heard is it's kind of like they're so big that there's like people who pull the strings and kind of organize it, but there's kind of just, there's a lot of just trusting it's going to all come together in the end. And that's why usually when movies do bad, everyone blames each other, because it's just like, I look, man, I did the acting and that was fine. What the hell was up with the CGI and like all this other crap?
Madame Web, though,
and the editing's,
I think,
terrible.
From a script, like having the script on a table, you would be like, this is fucking shit.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
So allegedly what happened was they changed the script last minute and they kept coming back with revisions. So it's
what
like,
were they changing?
Crazy,
there's nothing in the movie. Nothing happens.
I think they fundamentally changed a bunch of stuff. Like last minute, like, oh, this will work better. I don't know. But it's just, that's the alleged, you know, excuse. But the it does show, like, people do that. Like, there's other people with certain levels of power making calls. And then it just kind of has, it can have a pretty big effect at the end.
I feel like if I had, if someone gave me, what was the budget? $200 million or something?
Probably stupid, yeah.
I feel like they don't spend less than.
I think it's at $80 million.
Budget? No. I think it's more. Well, didn't it make $100 million? Oh, not $80 million. Advertising. So then.
$80 million. But it made money. It wasn't a flop.
But is expected to lose $250 million. So they spent like five times the budget on everything else. So you get 5x for the total spend, right? So it's like the film plus the marketing.
Oh, so usually marketing is more? They spend more on marketing than the film?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Like probably like, whoa. Well,
probably most products, actually. If someone gave you, let's say, $100 million to make a movie, like why would you not spend a million of it to do like a full sort of like mocap version of it?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like do a full virtual version of it.
Like before you start working. Yeah,
and you watch it and you're like, this fucking horse shit.
Yeah.
Like even just from like a pacing and a visuals and like nothing making any goddamn sense with all the flash forwards.
Yeah, like, just get some like random actors to do the movie.
Dude, the Goonies opens, like one of the first bits in the Goonies is like the kids are just like scrambling in this house and the fat kid, that kid's such a good actor, knocks over the porcelain statue.
Okay.
And it, you know what? They're all fucking freaking out that it's broken, but it's not, but it is. Do you know what broke off the statue? It's cock. And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, you've got a bunch of kids.
Uh-huh.
They're like, I don't know how old they're, like 10?
Yeah.
Maybe 11. And the first fucking joke in the film is a bunch of 10-year-old boys trying to panic put a cock back onto a porcelain statue. I'm like, this is the funniest fucking thing I have ever seen in my life. And at one point, uh-huh. they like put it on upside down so it looks like a boner and the balls are on top. And I'm like, if you tried to convince somebody to like do a joke like this, they would say like, no, you can't do that. You can't like let 10-year-old be like, what the fuck would 10-year-old kids do? Uh-huh. Exactly, literally that.
Yeah, chase each other around with it. Yeah.
And then I don't know. I don't know. What's a good movie that's come out recently? Can you think of what's the last movie you watched that you like think was good?
I haven't seen a lot of movies lately. Look up recent movies.
I've kind of given up on movies overall.
I have too. I totally have. I my mom bought Chelsea and I a gift card to go to the movie theater and dinner. And it's been sitting for a year. And so Chelsea finally went with one of her friends.
Yeah. What'd she see?
Wicked, which I don't give.
I don't have any opinions on that one.
Shit about. I don't know what it is. I don't want to know what it is.
I don't know.
I have. Is it a musical? I'd rather die.
Was it a book?
I'd rather watch Madame Web.
Okay, so it was a book, musical, movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think. Yes, I just watched The Baby.
I saw Borderlands in theaters a couple months ago. It was so bad, man. It's like those guys never even played a video game in their life, really. The whole video game is about like cool guns.
Yeah.
They had no cool guns in the whole movie. Only like regular assault rifles.
Didn't you say you wanted to make a movie? You did.
I want to make
a movie too. I've got some good ideas.
I feel like we find an angel investor.
Okay.
And we con them out of what kind of movie you want to make? I don't know what kind of money we need until.
I want to make a horror movie, so the budget's already pretty low.
How are you spelling it?
Oh, actually, I just see this now. You know what? A movie I saw that I loved recently?
What?
The Beekeeper.
Oh, really? You did like that?
Did you see it?
No, I saw it on the plane though, but
I saw it on the plane as well. Honestly, greatest movie I've seen in a long time. Not sarcastically.
No.
It actually has an 71% of Rotten Tomatoes. But
that's
like
good.
The reason why I liked it is because it's a Jason Statham action movie, but it's like at no point in the movie do you ever think he's going to lose.
Mm.
It was a very interesting thing. It was literally just
like Doom.
Those are like old school action movies.
Yeah,
kind
he's invincible. You know, he's just an impending doom on the villain, but the villains are the most unlikable douchebags.
Dude.
And you're just watching to watch them get justice.
It's
and
the
you know it's coming.
MC and the Unforgivable Sin.
What?
OPMC and Unforgivable Sin. It's the overpowered main character, and the villains are unforgivable sins. And so you just get to watch him mow down people that you don't need to explain the motivation.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. That it was great. It was actually just
it was like no
I liked
story.
It so much.
act three from the whole
There was a story.
Act one and two were like the first 4 minutes of the movie. But,
like John Wick, they killed my dog.
Dude, I don't want to give it away.
Like fucking 3 hours of murder.
I recommend you watch it. I don't want to give it away. It it actually is extremely ridiculous how far it
goes. Killed my bees.
Basically, no. I don't want to give any. I don't want to give hints. It gets pretty extreme by the end, and I was like, this is great.
Okay, what's the horror movie you want to make?
I mean, I haven't thought too much about it. I just know horror. Horror is my favorite genre, and I know horror movies are also, you can make them for relatively low budget. So it's a good entry level movie.
I think it would take, how long of a movie?
I mean, I'd start small with like a short film, and then I would work my way up.
Like 20 minutes?
Maybe. I'm not going to be crazy and just be like, I want to make a 2-hour movie.
I feel like you could learn a lot in a 20. I definitely,
yeah.
I think that, I mean, if the movie's paced anything like your main channel videos, I think it'll be great.
Thank you.
No, I think like pacing is one of those things that you would like, if you tried to do an hour long movie. You ever seen like that's kind of what Joel Haver is doing right now. Mm. The guy who did the AI interpolated cartoons of video games.
Yeah.
So he like took a year where he was just making a feature length movie every month.
Oh, wow.
Hmm.
Yeah. I mean, they're all like, it's exactly what you expect. It's like, it is just like pure kind of like art film, you know, what it's like, how really like what can you possibly do in a month? Like the fact that you even can get one out in a month is impressive. And it's, I think probably like a very valuable learning experience
for sure.
to understand, like, even if they're not good, you're sort of like stressing yourself. You're like, you're pushing yourself to the actual like maximum limit to get them out, and then you will very quickly learn how to, like, what mistakes not to make, or like what, like how to progress, how to pace, how to
once help. You work on a real feature length, you know,
because that's fucking hard to know, like, when's too much. Like, even in the Goonies, there's like one spot that's like pretty badly green screened early on when they're like exploring, like looking to like line the mountains up in that double moon. I'm pretty sure it's like green. It was like done in post green screen. I'm not sure if it was like a weather thing or if they like needed to pick up a shot. But it's like, even then, for a good movie, you can sort of see where it like needed to be corrected.
Yeah.
Because like something, they weren't happy with something. It's like being able to nail all that stuff when you're shooting, I think, is really fucking hard.
I think because horror movies are the easiest. Like, you can scale horror movies down like pretty small. I mean, there are examples. It's like the horror movie could have one character in one building.
You gotta have more of a plan than that.
Yeah.
No. I'm saying that like, just saying that's why you start with horror movies, because you can really make them kind of small. So the problem is, the moment you scale it up, you have multiple locations, multiple actors, any level of CGI, practical effects, just everything just kind of
the problem
adds
with horror
up.
Movies is there's about a million bad horror movies.
Yes.
And only
they're so easy to make.
Yeah, but it's really hard to get it right.
I think we could do it. I know we could do it. I know, like, with iteration, we could absolutely do it. Off the cuff, I think we'll probably make something pretty bad, but if we plan it, prototype it, get a bit of an understanding of like what you want it to be. And
sci-fi
what,
is also hard.
Sci-fi.
Yeah, that's so much CGI probably for
Sci-fi is like, I live in an apartment and I want to make a movie. Horror is like, I have some resources in the physical world and want to make a movie.
What's the sci-fi movie, the time travel one?
Back to the
Primer?
Future.
Primer is that everything?
The
ship. $5,000 budget.
Yeah. And it was a great
movie.
That's
good.
I think I watched part of that and got bored.
Nah, man, it's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, John, you know what $7,000 means. That's all favors.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, which is fine.
I mean, it kind
it's a
of
little
is.
Disingenuous,
but they're also like, it is an example of like, they're in the movie, the scenes are like in the guy's garage, and then they're sitting in like a park talking, and then they're walking through the city, and then they're they're at like a storage facility talking, then they're back in the garage. There's like every location's free.
Yeah.
It's just like, they were just film students. And all the other actors, I think extras were just other film students. So yes, that definitely does help.
What's the horror movie analog of that movie? Do you know of anything?
I mean, even the movie, I haven't seen it in so long, but like Saw 1, I don't know, the budget's probably relatively high. I'll look at what the budget is. 1.2 million. I mean, for a major movie, it's pretty low.
Uh-huh.
Because it, for the most part, it takes place in one room.
Yeah. God, that's how much we spent on Open Source Year One.
So if 1.2M, oh, the production was 1.1 to 1.2.
Yep, that was my next, yeah, Paranormal Activity.
Yeah, that's I hate ghost stuff.
$15,000, so. Holy shit.
Yeah, and that was in theaters.
After impressed viewers at film festivals, Paramount invested $200,000 for proper post-production and marketing.
I hate paranormal horror movies, though. Like, ghosts and...
I just think they're dumb.
And, yeah.
So what's the working title? Ghost Sex? Your horror movie? Ghost Fucker.
Dude, I'll have to think about it. I'll have to think about it.
Ghost Fuckers?
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, how do you good. Not thought? How do you have any brainstorming on this?
No, I just know I want to make a horror movie.
Should we do the extra podcast brainstorming a horror film?
Sure, but then people are going to steal our ideas.
No, then they're not going to steal our ideas.
You're right. No one listens to the podcast exactly. Anyway.
All right, let's do that. Let's. I actually think this is going to be fun.
If you want to steal the ideas, you have to subscribe to the Patreon.
Yeah. No, they'll help us make the movie, and then we can make a movie for $7,000.
Yeah, if you want Nigel to kill you, in his feature length film, head on over to our Patreon.
What if it's like world record sniper, where you like brainwash people into participating in your YouTuber experiment, where you see how many skulls you can snipe with one bullet?
Oh yeah,
you drug them and line them up like human centipede style.
Maybe it's like you get a bunch of extras to come to an island because they think they're going to participate in a horror movie, but they're actually.
What if you spell horror with a W and then they show up and you're like, holy shit, misunderstanding, you guys are all going to die. It was supposed to be an H.
Yeah. So, you know,
bunch of perverts.
You're either dying or you're getting naked.
Yeah. And
we're still workshopping it.
I think, yeah. We'll figure that out in the extra.
We'll go to the extra and
I actually think about this a lot. Okay. We'll see you guys next week. And for all the Patreons, we'll see you on the extra.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.